Just one law on the laws of Bishul Akum, of food that's cooked by a goy. It's famous, the machloket between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim, exactly what constitutes Bishul Akum. For the Ashkenazim, it's enough if the Jew turns on the fire. So long as the Jew turned on the fire, even though the goy was involved in the cooking, meaning putting it on the fire and stirring it and cooking it, it's okay for them. Sephardim who follow Maran are more stringent, much more stringent on this. It's not enough, or it doesn't matter actually according to us who actually turns on the fire, but it's more important for us who puts the food on the fire and who actually starts the cooking process. And that's really halakha, and people should be careful when it comes to this deen over here. However, it should be pointed out, we have to melamed zechut on the people that go out to restaurants and the people that go to the, let's say, hotels in Israel that are owned by Jews. Hacham Avadia is a famous teshuvah in Yahaveh Da'at that with the usage of different sifekot, he finds a way out for the people that are in the restaurants, for example, that are under Ashkenazi supervision. And all they're doing is turning on the fire, but they don't have always somebody there putting the food on. So Chaim Avadia says, and I quote his words, "Gama seferadim uvnei edut ha-mizrach yesh lahem al nashi yismochu." They do have what to rely on. It areyach v'neichol bebatim malon in the hotels with misadot ha-kesherim al yidei hashkachat ha-rabbanut ha-mekomit, so long as it has the supervision. Afa pisha tabach, even though that the cook shemevashil ha-tavshilim hu goy. Even though the guy that's cooking is a goy, kevan shi Yisrael shu ha-mashkiach la-kashrut madlik ba'atzmo ta'esh la-tanur. So long as the Jewish mashkiach turned on the fire, that's not negotiable. Of course, the techila, we say it's proper if there's a Jew in the establishment while you're there to tell them to put on the fire for you. Today, Baruch Hashem, in the restaurants, they're a little more cognizant of this halakha. And if you tell the mashkiach, throw on the piece of meat or whatever it is you're eating, they'll do it for you. Today you go to a restaurant, you tell them you want a Shomer Shabbat, do they take care of it? However, l'ma'aseh, while it's proper to be machmir, and follow the halakha according to Maran, those that are lenient to eat out in the restaurants that are not actually following it according to Maran, but it's under the supervision of the Ashkenazim, there is room to be mekel. This is not a heter in a house. In a house there's no room to be mekel. However, in a restaurant or in a Chaim Avadia makes different heterim in order to be lenient. But again, like I said, one should try his utmost to follow the halakha in its most strictest way. In this case, trying to have a Jew always put on the food, which should be pointed out in the affairs that sometimes we go to where you have the egg station. Very good. And you have a goy that's making the eggs, pouring the eggs in and stirring the eggs, that would be a problem according to what we're saying over here, even though the Jew might have turned on the fire. So therefore it would be proper to ask that fellow for you to pour in to pour the eggs, in order that at least you have something, some hand in the baking of the eggs, or to stir it a little with your fork in order to have some action. That's an easy way to solve that problem. But in the hotels and in the restaurants, if it's not so easy, there is room to be mekel.